Blog Talk Radio.
I was in need of a breakthrough. Running out of time and I didn't know what to do. Called on Jesus and praised his name. Oh, I can tell you, cause I've never been the same. God did it. Exalt his name together. Clap your hands. Give him praise. And you'll be saying the very same thing. God did it.
God did that thing.
When I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe.
that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you. Fire, take it up. I believe God will fix it. Yes, He will. If you just believe, that God's a gift.
I know I have to keep believing. Sometimes you feel like not believing. Sometimes you feel like doubting. Sometimes you don't feel the greatest, and you say, oh, I don't believe that. You know, sometimes somebody may come to you and tell you, I don't believe that. But we have to believe that Jesus is real. We have to believe that He is our all in all. We have to believe that we can depend on Him. Amen. Even though the storms come, even though the winds blow, we have to always believe that there is a brighter day. Ella Johnson sang a song, there's a brighter day somewhere. Amen, amen. So I just bless the Lord today for you. I thank Him for His goodness. I thank Him for His mercy. I thank Him for just one. There's nobody greater than God. Hallelujah. And I just want to read into your hearing on today. Hallelujah. This particular psalm has been ringing in my spirit for a couple of days. And it says, there is the last and the fullness thereof. We have to believe that today. The world and they that dwell therein. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? And listen at what it says. It says, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, amen, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah, lift up your heads, O ye gates. The Lord is telling us today to lift up our heads, O ye gates, and strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. We have to know that the Lord is strong in our life. We have to know that he is the King of glory. We have to know that he's mighty in battle. And again, it repeats itself. It said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. I love him today. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. And the Lord seals it. It says, Selah. He is that King of glory. Oh, we just like to welcome you here today. Well, I bless the Lord today. I give him glory today. I give him praise today. I just feel like worshiping the Lord today. I don't know about you, but I've had some challenges this week. I've had some great challenges this week, but I'm still holding on to the unchanging hand of God. I'm still holding on to Jesus. Strong winds may come. Hallelujah. I bless him today, and I give him glory. I give him praise today. I just feel like worshiping the Lord today. I don't know about you, but I feel like worshiping and praising God today. He said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord said, I'll lift up a standard. I'll raise up a standard. When the tempter comes, he said, he'll make a way for us to escape. I don't know about you, but I feel him this afternoon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and I just thank him because he's been a good God. Oh, God, and we just lift you up today. I'm going to open up with some prayer. I'm going to open up with some prayer on today. Hallelujah, I just feel like praising God. I feel like lifting him up. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's done some great things in my life. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this afternoon, Lord God. We just came to give you some glory. We just came to give you some praise. We came to tell somebody about the power in Jesus' name. We came to tell somebody that you're still in the saving business. We came to tell somebody today, hallelujah, to lift up your head, oh, ye gates, and then you lift it up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Oh, God, we're lifting you up today, God. We give you glory and we give you praise today. We're magnifying your name, God, for you are great, God. Hallelujah. And there's none like you, Jesus. There's none like you. We've been searched the whole world over, and we won't find that there's none. We won't find no one like you. We won't find nobody that will suffer with us. We won't find nobody that would be patient with us. We won't find nobody that would tolerate our mess. We won't find nobody that would renew their mercies upon us each and every morning. Oh, we serve a great God today. Lord God, and we thank you, honey. We thank you for our radio listeners on today. We thank you for those that will go back on the archives today. We thank you for every listener that have called in today. We thank you for our supporters, Lord God. We thank you even for those that may not sign on today. For whatever reason that they may have, Lord God. Well, we bless you today, God. We give you glory today, God. You didn't have to renew your mercies on this morning. You didn't have to, hallelujah, watch over us while we slept. You didn't have to protect our children while they went out to school on today. God, your blood didn't have to cover us. Even when we didn't want to be covered, Lord God, you let your angels, hallelujah, you send your angels and you give them charge over us. God, and for that we say thank you today. For that we say thank you, God. We thank you for being God all by yourself. God, we thank you that even when we're in our mess, God, hallelujah, you don't turn your back on us. thank you, Lord God, for you always hear our cry. You hear our prayers, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for you are God that never changes. We thank you, Lord God, for your ways is higher than our ways, and your thoughts is far above ours. Oh, we bless you today, God. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for coming into this marvelous life. I thank you for it's a new way. Ah, it's a new life. Oh, I thank you for having a new mind on today. Hey, for you said in your word, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, how holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh, we thank you for being in your will today, God. We asking you to have your way today, God. We asking you to dispatch your angels to Prophetess Barbara Teal right now. Ah, God, and touch her throat, God. Hallelujah. Touch her voice, Lord God. Touch her lungs, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we have some people that have been going through, those that live on the East Coast. So the snow is still there. Hallelujah. The weather is still not like it is in California. Oh, God, but we thank you for where we are today, because the sun is shining. Hallelujah. It's about 80 degrees out there, or close to it. But somebody in another part of the nation, they're experiencing some difficulties. Oh, but I thank you, Lord God, because when I woke up this morning, I saw the sun shining, and I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless you today for being in California. Hallelujah. I bless you, Lord God, for your sun shining upon us on today. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. What are we going to do about it? We're going to lift you up today, God. We're going to give you some glory today. We're going to give you some praises. We're going to tell of your goodness. We're going to tell of your works today. No goodness of my own. No works that I've done. We're not deserving of your mercies. We're not deserving of your grace. We're not deserving of your sun even shining upon us. Oh, but because of you being a great God, because you being a God that never changed, because you being a loving and a kind God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, we thank you for the elders that's on the line. Thank you for Elder Gates today, God. Oh, we bless you for him. Continue, Lord God, to bless him, Lord God. Continue to open up doors in his life. Continue to bring complete healing in his body, God. Oh, God, we know you to be a healer. I got another voice up on you. Heal me one day. Hey, glory. And you the same God. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, we bless you today, God. I didn't know what this day was going to be like. Oh, but you already have the day planned, God. And it's never as we expected. Oh, you are God of unexpected things. But everything you do it with a purpose. Everything you do it with an ultimate plan. Your plan is for us to be happy. Your plan is for us to be holy. Your plan is for us to live righteous. Your plan is for us to deny his flesh. Your plan is for us to praise you. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, yes, I thank you today, God. Ah, you know the most, get me through, God. Ah, you know the most, I thank you for considering me, God. In the name of Jesus, send your angels to Bishop Laurie, who was not able to make the engagement on Tuesday. Send your angels to Prophetess Barbara, who was not able to make the engagement. Oh, God, but I'm not sad about it. I'm rejoicing in the God of my salvation. Ah, because you already have a remnant. You will never be left without a witness, God. For you are great, God. And your greatness will be praised. And we thank you today, God. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for this opportunity to come on this broadcast and preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the opportunity to tell somebody about your goodness. We thank you for to tell somebody that you're a healer, to tell them you're a deliverer, to tell them you're a mind regulator, to tell them you're a heart fixer, to tell them that we are overcomers, to tell them that we're victorious in you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you today, God. I don't have to worry about anybody on the line today. Ah, that's anxious to speak. I'm going to let the Lord have his way today. Hallelujah. Ain't no speaker today. God want a speaker. Ah, and he want to speak to his people today. He want to hear. He wants some praises today. He wants you to tell of his goodness. Not about you today. It's all about him. Ah, God, I thank you today, Jesus. It's not about you today, but it's about Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell what Jesus is doing. Not what you're doing. Tell what Jesus is doing. Tell how he opened up some doors for you. Tell how he held back, hallelujah, the hand of death. Tell how he had you to recover. How he gave you a new mind. Tell how he allowed you to tell somebody about his goodness. Tell how he allowed you to be a blessing in somebody else's life. Not about you today. It's about Jesus. We're talking about power in Jesus' name today. And I ask the Lord to have his way today. I didn't feel like going forward. Hallelujah. I was supposed to have a quiet day today. And I said, Lord, have your way. Hallelujah. However you let it flow today, let it flow. And then the Lord, the Spirit began to speak. And said, whoever on the line, just open up the line today. Hallelujah. Let them testify about my goodness. Have I been good to you? Have I done anything for you lately? Lately, hallelujah. He's not talking about yesterday. What have he done for you today? He's not talking about 10 or 20 years ago. He's not talking about when I first came in this thing over almost 30 years ago. He said, what have I done for you lately? He said, because I can do a new thing every day in your life if you allow me to be God, if you allow me to be me. If you call on me, I will answer you. Hallelujah. If you stop walking in your own flesh, hallelujah, when you put Adrian on the back burner and put me first, hallelujah, put me as, let me be the front runner. We know John was a front runner. Hallelujah. But hey, he was preparing the way for Jesus. The Lord said, I've already prepared the way for you. Sent my son Jesus. Prepare the way. Hallelujah. I've made a way for you to escape. I've taken away the excuses. There will be no more excuses. I am the God that delivered thee. I'm the God that been with you. I'm the God that never kicked you to the curb. I'm the God that never forsook you. He said, when my mother and my father forsake me, God said, I'll take you up. Well, who wouldn't serve a God like this? I don't see First Lady Carol, but she wrote a song, and it says, who wouldn't serve a God like this? God, like this, God that is able, hallelujah, to lift you up when you're down. A God that's able to bring you out when you can't see your way out. A God that is able to shut the lion's mouth. A God that is able to get in the fire with you. Oh, he got in the fire with the three Hebrew boys. He is the same God, hallelujah, that shut the lion's mouth. He is the same God. That the walls of Jericho had to come down. He's the same God, hallelujah, that gave Sarah the son of the promise at 90 years old. He's the same God, hallelujah, that gave Solomon wisdom and made him one of the greatest kings. Oh, he's the same God that allowed Samson to kill 3,000 with the jawbone of an ass. Is anything too hard for him? Hallelujah. Is anything too hard for Jesus? I'm going to open up these lines. Oh, because I didn't know how the day was going to go. I had something on my mind. But the Lord said, not so. He said, a day, whoever come on the line, you don't know, but I know who's going to dive in. I know everything. He said, ain't nothing hidden for me. I know each and every one of them when they woke up this morning. Hallelujah. They had their own day plan. Oh, but I had something else in my mind. Oh, I bless him today. I wouldn't get nothing for this journey. I'm like Job today. Stone slay me. I'm a be like Mother Tillman. Minister Tillman said, I'm a die on the battlefield. I'm a die on this battlefield. Some people have died preaching the gospel. David Ellis was in the pulpit preaching and had a heart attack. What way to go out than preaching this gospel? What way to go out than telling somebody about Jesus? We've been talking about the power in Jesus' name. Everybody ought to have a testimony about this Jesus. Everybody ought to be able to tell somebody. Even a sinner man can tell you, he rained on me just like he rained on you. Hallelujah. And some of them give their tithes better than us. Hey, God, so why not? Why shouldn't God bless them? He said, I'll bless them that call on me. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless them today, Jesus. Oh, God, help me today. Help me, Lord. Help us today, God. Oh, we need to feel that power. Oh, we need to know that God is a very present help in the time of trouble. We need to know that we can turn our place down. We can turn our face. Oh, we can be like Ezra. We can be like Hezekiah. I had it right the first time. Hallelujah. When the Lord told him, say, Hezekiah, set your house in order. Set your house in order today. Jesus is coming. He said, set your house in order. He told a man of God. He said, tell him he won't live. Some things are unto death, but all sickness is not unto death. But you got to set your house in order. You got to set your house in order. And I'm preaching to me today. Set your house in order. Hallelujah. But Hezekiah, hey, glory to God. Oh, I'm going to get my testimony. Oh, because I feel it down in my spirit. I haven't heard from my son since December. All the deaths are right. He has an angel that has been assigned to him. Hallelujah. Hey, but I'm reminded, as the Lord told me and brought this in my spirit, Hezekiah. Hallelujah. He turned his face to the wall, and he began to petition God, and he began to tell him, Lord, I've served you. When I was sick, I served you. When I didn't have nothing, I served you. When I couldn't see my way, I served you. Now, Lord, remember your servant. Remember the words. For faith without works is vain. Hey, glory. And then after Hezekiah put his record before God, God have a record on your people. When Hezekiah put his record before God, the Lord changed his mind. So don't tell me that God won't change his mind about you. God will change his mind about you. He changed his mind about Hezekiah. Oh, God. And I remember my son. He was shot twice in the chest with a 357. I heard Ella Gates talking about these artillery and all of these different things. Hallelujah. He was shot twice in the chest, once in the shoulder. I'm giving my testimony today. That's what the Lord told me today. Testimony. He said, I want some praises today. Remember where I brought you from. Sometimes we get so caught up into our right now situation, and we fail to remember what God has already done. Hallelujah. And I was in that hospital, and they told me only 5% of the victims that come in with those type of wounds leave out alive. And I had declared, when I started receiving all the bad reports, I had to get a whole report. Will you believe in my spirit? And that's the report I had as I boarded the plane from Atlanta. I was living in Atlanta at the time, and went on down to New Orleans, and all the reports, they were flooding in, and there weren't no good reports, delegates. Hallelujah. But I had to trust in the God that I serve. At that time, I had been in holiness almost 15 years, and I wasn't in and out. I was in. I was serving God. I was doing whatever my hands found to do. I was working in the kingdom. I was giving alms. Yes, I was. Hey, God. And when I got there, hallelujah, I had to go on a 2-day fast. And I went on that 2-day fast in that hospital. And I pulled my record out. And I said, Lord, you got to raise up my baby. This is my baby. You got to raise him up. I have served you. I have made some sacrifices, Lord. I've given up my way for your way. Now I've changed partners. I'm not dancing with the world no more, but I'm dancing with the saints. I laid there in that chapel. I had a 2 days with no food and no water, nothing but me and the Lord. And all I could see is Jesus. All I could see was the clouds opening up. And I said, Lord, when I come out of here, raise my child up. Oh, God, I bless you. And guess what? He did just that. Hallelujah. He walked out of that hospital after about 2.5 weeks. The anesthesiologist that was ministering drugs to him in the ambulance, he had to come and take a look because he said, I don't believe this. Oh, but do you believe in miracles? Do you believe that God can change your situation? Do you believe he can shift the atmosphere in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye? That's how quick Jesus said, I'm coming. He said, I'm coming. When you think not, I bless him today. And the Lord did it for me. He didn't do it because of Jamal. He did it because of my cries. He did it because of my It's not good to make a promise. It ain't good to make a vow and renege on it. But I told the Lord, if you raise up my son, I'll serve you till I die. Oh, God, I'll serve you. Hallelujah, I serve you. I don't care what my circumstances are. I'm going to serve you, Lord, because I made a vow to the Lord. I owe the Lord my life. Hallelujah, because he spared my son's life. Hallelujah. And that's been since 1998. He's been living 15 years beyond that miracle that God performed in his life. Oh, I tell you, don't let nobody discourage you today. Don't let them tell you that serving God won't pay off. Don't let them tell you that it don't take all of that. It takes that and some more. Oh, I bless you today. Hey, God, I was a little cast down today. And I said, oh, God, I'm sick of lining up stuff. I didn't even call faithful. To change the itinerary. I said, leave it as it is. I didn't tell her anything. No, I didn't tell her anything, but in my spirit, I said, leave it as it is. Let the Lord have his way today. We're talking about power. We're talking about power. Power in what? Power in a name. There's no power in Adrian's name. I didn't give my life for the world. Jesus gave his life. So it's power in Jesus' name. And God gave him power. He said, I gave him power in heaven and in earth. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I have encouraged myself today. I couldn't call on my mother. I couldn't call on my sister. I couldn't call on Sister Ruby. I couldn't call on no one today but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. He was the only one that could lift my spirit. He was the only one that could lift my soul. But I had to stir something. I had to do something. See, you have to do something. You got to stir up your pure mind. What are you saying? You got to stir up your pure mind. When that enemy comes in, hallelujah. And when he comes in as a whispering demon. He comes to whisper in your ear. He comes to tell you you're not about nothing. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares. Who cares if you sit over here and grieve yourself to death? Who cares if you're depressed? Who cares if you walk around in this dark house feeling sorry for yourself? Nobody cares. Hallelujah, but I got out of here. And I began to call on the name of Jesus. I took me a ride. And I began to just think about God's goodness. In about 35, 45 minutes. 35 minutes before this broadcast, I came and booted up this computer. And I said, devil, you are a liar today. You are a liar. I'm not giving you no glory today. I'm going to get on this line, and I'm going to be led of God's Spirit. He's never failed me yet. God has never failed me. Folks have failed me. Things have failed me. But Jesus has never failed me yet. Anything he promised me, he has done it. He's done that and some more. Well, we got 17 callers on the line. Y'all don't know what God has in store. You don't know, but God knows what he's doing. I didn't have time to write all these numbers down today. Because God took me somewhere else. But I'm going to open up the line right now. Jesus, we're talking about power in Jesus' name. Lord, a speaker wasn't able to come. I said that earlier, and I ain't apologizing. Hallelujah. God knows what he's doing. I'm stepping out the way today. God, and I just let him have his way. God want to speak today. Have he done anything for you? Have you done anything for you where you're thankful, where you're appreciative, where you're grateful? If you did, you didn't even know how you was going to make it through another night if it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side, Ella Case. Minister Tillman, where would we be? I'm going to Minister Tillman first. Then I'm going to hit the elders and those of you that won't. Now, if you don't look, this is your opportunity. I didn't plan this. I did not plan this. And if Prophetess Barbara was on the line, she'll tell you. Hallelujah. I called her about something to attend this morning to see if there was any changes. Wasn't no changes. And then that spirit tried to make me say, you see, folks, just canceling. You know how you have all your stuff together. But it ain't always what you put together. Let God step in sometimes. And that's what he did. The Lord had to step in, Minister Tillman. The Lord had to step in today. How y'all know? I didn't know what was going to go down today. But the Lord knew because he know Adrian. Hallelujah. And he know his people. He know everybody on this line. And all of us today, don't sign off this line. Please don't sign off. If you don't say nothing but Jesus lives and Jesus say, you better give God some glory today. Because tomorrow ain't promised. Tomorrow is not promised to you. So you better hear me today. This is not me. I had other plans. I had a speaker scheduled today. Yeah, the Lord's fire. But the Lord says, let it flow. Let it flow. I'm going to take over today. Hallelujah. Minister Philman, God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I entreat, amen, Philippians. And I entreat also through your fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the women that labor in the gospel. Amen. God is good God. Amen. Thank God for being on the line with you today, Evangelist. Amen. And every day that we can be on the line, for truly, you are a blessing and you are an encourager. Amen. To many, my God. So we thank God for you today. For my testimony, amen. I thank God he woke me up this morning, first of all, with the activities of my limbs. Amen. And with a mind to praise him, a mind to seek him. And I needed a car. The van I had it for 13 years. The Lord blessed me with that van and transportation. You know, we need transportation. Amen. That's a necessity. And it was going out on me. And I know my credit's not A, number one, you know. But the Lord blessed upon me one day to go and turn it into this dealership where I got the van from. They had turned me down, you know, I had tried intermittently in the 13 years to get a new van and get a new car, but they had turned me down. But this day, God put it in my spirit. He said, go to where you got this van from. Amen. The engine lighter came on and it was running bad. The van been faithful. The van knew how to take, knew where to take me. The van was programmed. My God. Because for many days I didn't want to come down to the mission. I wanted to go visit, you know, some Sunday. And the van was, before I looked up the van and headed down this way. And the van know where it belongs and where I belong. And God knows all. My God. So God told me to go up in that dealership. My God.
Look at God.
When I got close to it, I said, I'm going to sit down. I don't want some people to embarrass me.
All right.
And you know how they can do it, you know. And so God, they led me up in there. And the young man was a salesman. He said, give me your some little information. He didn't fill out an application. He didn't fill out a long form. No, he just asked me two or three questions and took my driver's license. I introduced myself as Sister Rose,
yes,
I said. My God, I represent Jesus. Amen. I represent the kingdom of God
I thank God for each and every test that has been trying to come against me. I thank God for the testimony of the one that just got finished talking about the vehicle, because right now I'm without a vehicle. I have no family. You know, and it's like when you have good things and you're a blessing to people, when you need that blessing to be returned, people, they forget about it. But it's okay, because to God be the glory. I don't do it because I'm looking for something in return. I do it because God said he blesses me to be a blessing. And just like he blessed me first then, he's going to bless me with something else as well. So I thank God for my life. For strength, I thank God for the joy. I thank God for my good days. I thank God for my bad days. I thank God that I am encouraged. I thank God for the prayers of the righteous avail as much. I thank God for the joy I have. I thank God for the things that I do have. And I thank God that he is a reminder. And when we begin to say, well, I don't have this and I don't have that, and we begin to feel bad, God says, what do you have? Thank me for what you do have. He said, be thankful at all things. So I thank God for the things that I do have, and I thank God that the doors are opening. I can't see it right now. It don't even feel like it, but I thank God for it anyway, because I know it to be so. And I just ask everybody that know the words of prayer, just pray my strength in the Lord. Pray for my children. Pray that we'll be uplifted. We'll continue to be encouraged, and we'll continue to do what it is that God has for us to do, regardless to what it looks like and regardless to what it feels like, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. All those things, that's not Sister Millie, before you get off the line. I know you're about to get off, but you got to praise before our testimony. Let's hear it. Sister Millie. Go ahead. Sister Millie. Okay, she may not can say anything at this time. All right, she's on her job. Sister Kim, moving on. God bless you. Is that Sister Kim or Sister Pam? That's Sister Kim. Okay, she might have a line on mute. Sister Patrice, coming to you.
Praise God.
Who am I speaking with?
Millie.
Oh, go ahead, Sister Millie. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, too. I'm sorry, I'm at work, but I praise God every day for waking up and for opening doors and for covering and protecting my children and my husband.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. See that work. If you get on this line, listen to the word. Amen. Sister Kim. 985. Some of you all may have your phones on mute. Okay, Sister Patrice. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. I just thank the Lord. I'm just so grateful for where God has brought me from. And it's from where I came from. I mean, I was in a line of fire and didn't know it. I thank God for the men and women that he has placed around me to keep me, inspire me in the things of him. And right now I have a song on my heart, and it's gratefulness. Hallelujah. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we've won. I could go on and on and on about your word, because I'm grateful, grateful, grateful just to praise you, Lord. Oh, flowing from my heart, are the issues of my heart. Is gratefulness. Hallelujah. I just so grateful to the Lord today. I thank him for awakening me today. I just, it's not time for me to tell my testimony, but can I read this scripture? Psalms 145, it says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Thank you, Jesus. I ask that that you all continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. That's beautiful. I'm grateful. I love that song. Grateful. Brother Donnie. Maybe he's on hold. He's going on to Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby Larry, God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Brother Donnie.
Praise the Lord. I'll be back.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Adrian.
God bless you. We got some praise reports and testimonies for today. Yes! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, I have a testimony. About a month ago to this day, my mom went to the emergency room for pain relief, just to get some pain relief. The doctors called me back about a day or two later, my mom in critical condition. I just want to praise God tonight that my mom is truly home in her right mind, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is faithful. And y'all that know the word of prayer, just please continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Ah! God can do anything, y'all. Woo! Sister Carol, see, he raised the dead. And he healed the dead. Yeah, he raised the dead. He healed the sick. God can do anything. We just got to keep on trusting him.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm so happy. That's a coming report. That's something to shout about. You'll never turn him down. But God said, yeah, I want all those God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for tuning in. This is one of them kind of days today. Give God some glory and give him some praise. Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Evangelist Bernard, it's a blessing to be on the line with the saints. I was just looking at Psalms 105. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. And you go on and on. So I'm just thanking Jesus Christ. It's this time of the season, almost 2 years ago when my daughter passed. And it'll be next month. And when she passed, I just felt like getting in the casket with her, you know. I know I'm saved and all like that, but it was just so devastating. But I thought back on how Jesus Christ helped me to fellowship with my daughter. I had no idea she was leaving here. And I got sick unto almost death. I couldn't even walk. They had the ambulance. I think I told this again, but I just got to give him praise and glory since it's the testimony because it's up till today. And they had to call the ambulance and take me out. I couldn't walk. I was so, and so my daughter was off at that time, and she came up here and took care of me, and I had to go to rehabilitation, and we got to get to know each other in a really intimate way and talk about different things that we never did talk about, and I couldn't understand. I had no idea that she was leaving here because she didn't look sick. But I had no idea it was coming. So finally, I was gone about a couple of months. I had to go to rehabilitation and on and on. And I went in there in the hospital, and the convalescent, in a wheelchair. And then from a wheelchair to a walker. And then from a walker to the cane. I came home with a cane. But I knew that Jesus was going to allow me to walk. But I didn't understand that he was allowing me to have this quality. I'm with my child. And I didn't understand. And then all of a sudden, she passed away. And I'm saying, Lord, what is the world? Then I thought about it like last week. And I can tell a difference in my body about the time it go there because I go to a whole nother shift. I can't explain it. I'm just not down because I know, but I just seem like nothing is right. And
everything is wrong, and I'm saying, Lord, you got to help me because I know it's your will, but the Lord blessed me where I got up and walked. I mean, I walk, I drive, I do everything. So I put it on the goodness of Jesus and testimony him that it was through him that he wanted me to have that special quality time with my child. And I said, Lord, I just thank you, and I'm asking him today to sort of take this from my heart. I know my heart is like split, and I'm saying, Lord, you know, I don't want to feel like this. I want to joy, happiness, peace, and I move over people. I don't want to be bothered. But I know Jesus Christ is going to work it out, and I'm going to get strength throughout that. And I was reading 5, and I say, the Lord will give me strength. I know he's going to give me strength, but it's just this time where wound up. So pray my strength in the Lord, but I know Jesus Christ is awesome. He's a healer. He's a savior. He's a deliverer, and he has delivered me and brought me back. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Yes, glory. He's healing you right now, sister. He's doing a new thing right now. I can identify with what you're talking about. Hey, no, stop. Different situation, different circumstances, but guess what? Nothing against the pain that's in your heart. This week, I celebrated 14 years of my daughter's death. And even yesterday, I thought about as I was driving, I said, you know, I didn't even know I buried my daughter that soon. But 14 years later, I said, Lord, I didn't even know I buried my daughter in 5 days after she was buried. I was telling Sister Ruby that I was calling her and encouraging her on yesterday. And as I was driving home, I was thinking about that. I said, the day is 14 years ago. But you know what? I rejoiced this year. And I just had a nice little birthday dinner. Sunday was my daughter's birthday. Would have been a 40th birthday, and I was happy, but even this week, I still had my moments, even like today, I had some moments. So it doesn't matter how long the time lasts. A void is a void, that emptiness that's in your heart, it just don't leave after so many years. I feel just as strong today as I felt back then, but God has given me strength. And I thank God that in Sister Ruby being cursed because you know Jesus. Just think about those people that experience losses and they don't have a life. They don't have a life whereas they're connected to that soul. We're connected to the life giver. Hallelujah. We're connected to the source that gives us energy, that gives us strength, that gives us a will and a mind to continue on. So you be encouraged. I know what you're going through. Hallelujah. Sometimes I don't want to be bothered with folks. Sometimes I don't even feel like being bothered with myself. And sometimes, many times you don't even know if something just comes on. It can happen at any time. And it ain't no certain things that trigger. It can just, you just could be right. You just can be happy and glad and all of a sudden that doom will come in. But it's a spirit. I know it's a spirit. It's a spirit of depression, and that's what the enemy wants. He wants to take us out. His job is to kill, steal, and destroy. But God left us here as a legacy. He left us here as a testimony. So we are here to encourage somebody else that's going through these things, that have gone through a loss and have experienced death in their family. It's a different feeling when you've experienced death of a child as opposed to death of a parent. Amen. It's a whole different ballgame. Amen. So I know what you're going through, Sister Ruby, but we're here for you to pray for you and encourage you and to let you know that, hey, God haven't forgotten about you. He's right here with you all the time. Amen. Amen. So I want everybody to continue to encourage Sister Ruby. And she needs encouragement at this time. Amen, amen. Sister Aisha, hallelujah, God bless you. She's been so faithful, been on the line with us every day. You have a praise report or a testimony?
Hi, Sister Adrian. I just want to thank God for, you know, what he's doing in my life. He's really doing something wonderful, you know, like even my with my kids, Brianna baptized, and she just really wants the Holy Ghost. And my little one, she don't even know, but even when she hear a church song, she raised her hands. And I just thank God for what he's just doing in my family, just me and my kids especially. I just thank God, and I love coming on here to hear the word, or just even to hear everybody's testimony. I just thank God for what he's doing in my life and in my kids' life.
Thank you, Jesus. Train them up. And Brianna, that's my niece's little goddaughter. And we've been knowing Brianna since, well, we've been knowing Aisha since she was a young girl. And Brianna loves the Lord. And that's what happened. The Bible says train them up. And the way that they should go, when you expose your children to church, to Sunday school, to come into the house of worship, to praise, and they ain't got on all this back it up music and all of that. You're exposing them to what God wants them to hear. He has a calling on our lives. When we in our mother's womb, God already knows what we're. He already knows our destiny. We don't know it, but God knows it at the very beginning. So keep on bringing your children to Sunday school and the church, Aisha. Keep on encouraging them. Keep on putting them in a positive atmosphere. Hallelujah. God will forever bless you, and those kids will be forever thankful. Amen. We're going to Sister Barbara Williams. God bless you. Sister Barbara.
Yeah, praise the Lord, Sister Evangelist Bernard, and to everyone online. My testimony is I just like to thank the Lord for saving me, and I thank the Lord for this broadcast, and I thank him for all the speakers and ministers and, that I've heard on the line since I've been on here. It's been a blessing to me. I mean, it's really been a blessing because I don't have a church home right now, and so this is, you know, it's really been a blessing to me to hear the word of God come forth from Elder Bishop Gates and to the Elder Johnson and all the rest of them, and to hear from you, Evangelist Bernard. You know, the Lord has really blessed you, and I just appreciate this telephone broadcast that's going on, and I just ask that you all pray for me and my children.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Barbara. We appreciate all of our listeners and callers that come on. I tell you, we couldn't do this and we couldn't minister. God bless the Lord. I just seen Patriot Greg, and he's always in the chat room supporting us. God bless you, Patriot Greg. We love you and appreciate your support. Amen. We just thank God for each and every one of you. I tell you, I didn't know how this day was going to evolve, but again, I said, God knows. He knows each and every one of us. He knew who was going to be on the line today, and this is something that I didn't plan. You know, I schedule people to come on and speak and everything, and sometimes things happen, and you have to alter and change your plans and what have you. But even in the midst of that, God knows that too. He knows it too. So I said, Lord, it's on you today. I have no control. Whatever you want to do today, do it. I'm not changing anything. I'm not calling anybody. Have your way today. And this is what God is doing today. Cause I felt a praise down in my spirit anyway. But I wanted the Lord to have his way. Truly, it's a good thing. The Bible says in Revelation 12:11 that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Sometimes we too shy. You know, we don't want to tell them. Oh, but guess what? When you find yourself in a state, and you need some help, huh? Guess what? You call on Jesus. You call on somebody. You won't be shy, huh? When it comes to our children, and, you know, the Lord blessing us to see them mature and go through certain things, and nobody want to see their children suffering. Nobody want to see their children in pain. Nobody want to lose their children. So these children are special to us, but they're even more special to God. Because one day we were children. One day we were in our mother's womb. Amen. So we got to be careful. And as the minister said, spoken on this week, we have to be careful how we speak to people. Yes, sometimes folks rub you the wrong way, and sometimes
sometimes you just want to just say, hold up. Hey, how y'all don't know no shot? And you want to just say what you say. But you know, I heard one lady told me, say, made a statement, I almost said it. If something else goes down the road, he's going to come alive. I said, well, you know, we all of us have an old me. I just choose to let my old me be buried. Now, please, Lord, I'm asking the Lord every day, let the old me stay buried. I don't want to resurrect old me. So we really, thanks to God, don't even say that. Don't even remember that, because you don't want to go back to the old you. Don't even remember the old you. Stop your mind by the way of remembrance, meaning remember what God has done for you. Don't remember how ugly you was. God ain't interested in that. He's interested in what have I done for you where you can elevate your life, where you can elevate yourself to another height in Christ Jesus. All of us have old needs. Because guess what? Not all of us were sinners. Everybody on this line, none of us was born without sin. That's right. None of us was born without sin. The only one that was born without sin was Jesus Christ. Everybody else that came through the first man, Adam. Hallelujah. Jesus was the second man, Adam. Sin for glory. Amen. Amen. We're going to
Amen.
Going to Sister Paul, Sister Deborah, our life coach. God bless you, Sister Ballard. We love you today.
God bless you, Evangelist. I just want to praise God for just being God. I'm just so grateful. I thank and praise God for you and this broadcast, and I praise God for everybody's on that's on here and for everything that I've heard. I just so enjoy the testimonies. I'm grateful that the Lord woke us up this morning, my husband and I, and we were clothed in our right mind, and, you know, somebody woke up under a bridge, but we woke up in a bed, and you know, food to eat, even though we've got the plate pushed away, but there is food to eat when we get hungry and choices. I'm just grateful for God, just being God. And I just ask that, you all just pray my strength. I just want to be who the Lord is calling me to be in these last and evil days. You know, I just want to be all that he wants me to be, and I just want him to be God in me. Just be God. So just please continue to pray for me as I pray for you all.
Thank you, Sister Deborah. We're going to have you back. We have some availability. We enjoyed you so much. So we'll have
Praise
you back. Amen. Right.
Praise God.
We need that. Amen. We're going up to Sister Carter. God bless you. And Sister Kim, after her, if your line is open. Sister Carter, God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist. Praise the Lord, saints of God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So God is good. I thank the Lord even for all what I'm going through right now. I thank the Lord that he has given me the comfort that I need. And I thank the Lord for it. He is a good, good God. He's a mighty good God. And I thank the Lord for everyone that has prayed for me. And Evangelist, thank you for your prayers. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. I tell him a car was on, but it looked like he dropped off the line. God bless you, Sister Carter. We're going to take the team. Okay, I don't know. God bless you, Sister King.
Oh, God bless you, Evangelist. Really a blessing to be on the line today. I just want to thank God because I've been believing him for a lot of things, and he's been so good. And I asked him, I said, Lord Jesus, please show me your glory. And be careful what you ask for, saints. You just might get it. I was at church on Sunday night, and I went up to the offering basket, and I put my last dollar in there. And I heard my pastor say, he didn't even know my name. He said, ma'am, God told me to tell you to stop right there. He said, in front of the altar. He said, you put your last in here. He said, because you put your last, I want to bless you.
taken off, can you move into another little spot?
Excuse me?
Yeah, now I can hear you breaking up.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, you didn't hear that. I want to finish, but if you can't hear me. I just heard God say, because you put your last in there, that I was going to bless you, and he blessed me. My pastor went into his wallet and pulled out all the money he had and gave it to me. And all the faith of God threw money on top of me. And I thank God because he remembered me when other people had forgotten me. So believe God for everything. He's a wonderful, awesome God. Pray my strength to the Lord.
Now, y'all heard that? Ah, you know that that's a reason to give God some praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
When your pastor went into his pocket and pulled out everything he had and told her that, glory to God, you be encouraged, Sister P. You can give out facts and witnesses, tell people about God, and then he just leave you out there stranded in a the devil is alive. Lord God, send your angels right now. Send more, God. Send more than enough. More than enough. Meet every need. Hey, everything. Hallelujah. You are not alone, Sister T. God is with you. Get up, Shia. Bless your name, Jesus. We thank you for him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Kim. God bless you. Okay, Sister Kim may be at work. Amen. I think he's covered just about everybody. I saw Elder Johnson. He dropped. Oh, is that? Wait a minute. He's still here. Amen. Praise and testimony. Praise with praise and testimony. What has he done for you lately? God bless you, Elder Johnson, Apostle Johnson.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Certainly it's good to share because the Bible says we're overcome by the words of our testimony. And so certainly I just like to share that on last night we had an opportunity to get together, to come together on Prophet King's prayer line. And we were discussing some things, and I brought up, I said, God, what do you want to say to the people today? How are we going to get our breakthrough, and how are we going to get our testimonies to be made known, and what are you trying to say? He said, tell my people to look at Psalms 91. He took me back to 91 again, and it reminded me on Tuesday that we reflected on 91 again. And he said, tell my people, you got to dwell with me in the secret place. We got to get back to the place of comfort to where it's just us and God. Right now, we want to burn out Evangelist Bernard. We want to burn out Apostle so-and-so and Bishop so-and-so and Pastor so-and-so and all the fivefold ministry people and people that we say, honey, they can get a prayer through. But God said, when is the last time you dwelt with me? I'm my son. When is the last time that you just seek me for the miracle that you needed? God said, this is the season where we got to be willing to go to him. I remember the old saints used to say, all the time about getting in my prayer closet. I have you to know I done got in my prayer closet, and God opens every prayer and every door. God is a God that moves. He's an all-seeing and all-knowing God. And I'm grateful to him because if it had not been for his grace and mercy, when I was in my mess, when I was saved and when I was unsaved, and when I was walking with God and still thinking that I had it going on and still doing, trying to be in and out and straddle the fence, grace and mercy kept me. So I just want to testify today that grace and mercy has kept me, that I'm excited about grace and mercy. I'm excited about being able to dwell with him. Because when you're able to dwell with God, you're able to get something out of it. When you tarry with God, you're able to get something. So my testimony today is I thank God for putting up with this little short, pea-headed black man. I thank God for giving his mercy on me. I thank God when I wish to do good and evil was always present, that God stood up boldly in me and said, you're more than a conqueror. That, yes, son, you messed up, but you made it over. I thank him for his grace and mercy. I thank him for being able to dwell with him. I thank him for accepting me You know, we got this thing to where we want everybody to accept us. But I thank God for accepting me for who he made me. I thank him for watching over me. I thank him for keeping me on today. I thank him for life, health, and strength. I thank him for shaking up my family and turning things around and covering my children and doing the things necessary that need to be done in my life. Every time I feel like there's a stumble, here comes God. Every time I feel like there's a setback, here comes God. So my record today, my testimony is that every time I need something, there's God. Every time I'm going through something, there's God. When you dwell with God, it's a different feeling. We've been made indoor for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Your joy season is here. Stay excited in this season. That's my testimony. And I'm just excited about God. I'm excited about him putting up with me. I'm excited about him talking to me when nobody else would. And somebody else said, throw in the towel. I hate to use it in terms the way some people say, but some people say, leave that nigga alone. And then God said, wait a minute now. That's my child. That's my son. My hand is on him. I'm not see eye. I want somebody to know and understand today that our God is here and he's on our side.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My testimony today is that for God I live and for God I die. My testimony is I trust him in the midst of it all. My testimony is I thank him for everything that I've had to go through and had to endure. I thank him for the ups and downs, the ins and the outs. I'm outside. I thank you for blessing my mother and my son both to see their birthday. My mom's birthday was on the 17th, and she turned 60 years old. And then I turned around, and my son's birthday is on the 18th, and he turned 9. And I said, I thank you, God. I'm an Asia, because it could have been the other way. But yet, grace and mercy kept him another year. So I thank him. That's my testimony today. I'm just excited about who he is. I'm not worried about people. I'm not worried about things. I'm not worried about situations. But I thank God, I'm outside, for being able to dwell with him. I thank God for being able to go in the secret place. I'm outside. You know what got me, Evangelist Bernard? He said, in the shadow of the Almighty, a shadow is a reflection of you. I'm outside. God of mercy, a shadow is a reflection of you. And you have to understand that we are a reflection of who God is. I'm outside. God, but I'm excited. I'm going to let this thing go. I know I'm just supposed to testify, but I'm just burning in my spirit, down in my soul, because God has been so good. There's so much that we can say. God has been that good. As the woman of God said earlier, he woke her up in her right mind. He woke her husband up in the right. It's so much we got to give God grace and thankful for. There's somebody who woke up and they weren't in their right mind. Their mind went snap, crackle, and pop. But thank God that he kept her mind. Thank God that in the pressure of situations, he's kept us from our nerves going bad, for things going bad. I'm on our side. God of mercy. In the midst of all of this, there's a praise. You know, I've heard, Evangelist, about your daughter and a little bit about the situation and that you would be, breathing in agreement this week, and I was praying about it. But I said there's something new that God is going to do in this year. I said, God, next year give her a different feeling. This year, God, give her a comfort, not to where it's going to touch her the same way. Yes, God, she's going to remember it, but God, don't let it feel the same way. I said, God, don't let it feel the same way. God, let her feel encouraged to know. Let her know. Let her know, God, that this is the year that you seal this thing.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
So I thank him.
Hallelujah. I had about 20 of my family and friends over, and we celebrated. Hey, hallelujah. Yes, I cried. Yes, I still cry. Because I miss her every day. But I feared I had all my, not all, but my granddaughter that lives in New Orleans wasn't here and was able to see my my great-grandson. You know, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I rejoice this year. I said, no, you won't get me like this this year. And the Lord had me, enabled me to go down to L.A. and have some quiet time there and what have you. And I have my little moments and what have you, but I had fun on Sunday, and I just laughed with the lady Carol was here and our keyboard, and we sung praises to the Lord, and I just had a good time. Yes, I'm still remembering some things, because flesh is flesh, but hey, I ain't cast down in my spirit. I feel good about what God is doing. I feel good that God entrusted those children in my hands, and I did. I was able to raise them in the fear of God. My life has been unspotted before them. Hallelujah. So they can't say anything but something good about their grandma. All they can say negative about me, I scream on them, and that's about it. And I'll still do that. But I raise them in the fear of God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, as you were just saying, I go to one of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 116, 12 and 13. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits? Somebody said, what is your passion? Your passion is something that you love. Hey, my passion is ministry. I tell somebody about Jesus if I never get anything from him. Hallelujah. I tell him he's a saint. I tell him how much he loves him. I love with right every day, 24/7. If it's about kingdom business, count me in, baby. Count me in. Hallelujah. I love serving God. I love serving his people. I love doing what I do. Anything that has ministry attached to it. Hey, hallelujah. I'll do it for free. Yeah, because it's a passion. It's a love. It's embedded in my spirit. Ain't nobody like the saints. Ain't nobody like God's people. They're the
best
in the world. I don't care if they fall. I don't care if they make mistakes. I don't care if they err. Ain't nobody like God's people. God's people are precious. And I love them. Yeah, I get upset. Yeah, I get disgusted. Yes, I get frustrated. Yeah, you know the most. And sometimes I get disappointed with the saints. Hallelujah. But guess what? I'll go back the next day and apologize and tell them I love them. I appreciate them. Ain't nobody like God's people. We better stay connected to the saints. Stay connected to the saints. Because guess what? God is always dealing with their hearts. We can't go too far to the right and go too far to the left. God will reel us on back in. I'd rather trust the saint any day with anything I have than to trust a sinner, somebody that I don't know. Somebody that I haven't spent no time with the Lord. Somebody's praying for me. Hallelujah. So thank you, Elder Johnson. Apostle Johnson, you don't know about fire. Appreciate
you
very, very much.
Amen.
I tell you, I wouldn't give anything for you all that's on this line. The men and women that come on this line, those that preach and those that don't even preach and teach. Sister Ruby, she ain't accepted the call of no teacher, but she's a great teacher. She has taught me so much about this life in the past 2 years. She has wisdom. Down in her belly, and she knows this word. She ain't ordained. She don't have no certificate, but she know this word. She know how to witness. She know how to tell somebody that Jesus saved. So that's all God is interested in. It's no big eyes and no little U's. God said, I want some praises today. It ain't about nobody but me. What have I done for you? Nobody, but it's about me today. He don't want us to glory in our flesh and what we've done. Sometimes we put on these, we put our chests out, Sister Deborah. Hallelujah. We stick our chests out like we've done something great. Hey, you haven't done anything. If it had not been for the Lord, He was on your side. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you won't testify about, oh, what I did. And you ain't did nothing. Shut up. You ain't did nothing. God didn't hate you. You couldn't even tell nobody. You couldn't even utter a word. Hallelujah. We want the glory. If our name ain't called, forget your name. What if you're doing it as unto the Lord, don't you know God saw you when you did that? Don't you know God saw you when you heard you when you preached that word? If nobody said, oh, you preached a good message, are you going to be destroyed? Woo, please. Oh, I know what I'm saying. Hey, I read this word for myself. Huh? Hallelujah. And that ain't that, that's boasting in God. Because we have to get a God is about relationship, people. He's not about the big, great I am. None of us are great. Jesus is Jesus. God said, who you gonna tell him that sent you? He said, tell him, I am sent you. That's all you got to say, I am. I am. Who is God? Ooh, let me leave y'all alone. We still got Elder McCoy back on the line. I'm going to hear a testimony from him, and then Elder Gates has been waiting patiently. I want him to hear all these testimonies, and he can sum it all up. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All praise the Lord. We're just glad. We're glad to be on the line. Amen. We're very happy, amen, because of Jesus Christ is in our life.
Yes.
But my testimony is from the scripture today because, amen, because he's good every day. And then it's from Luke 18 and 19 and 20.
Luke 18 and 20. Let me turn.
10 and 18 and 20. That's what my testimony is.
18 and 20.
Yes. And he said to them, that's Luke. Yeah, it says, and Jesus said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
Come on.
And then at the end of the 20, he says, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you. But rejoice because your name is written in heaven. And I can rejoice today because my name is written in heaven.
Come on.
That's all I can rejoice is because my name is written in heaven. I know God has signed my name in heaven. I might have all power. I might have everything going right for me. I might have things going wrong for me. I might have trouble in my life. But I can rejoice because my name is written in heaven. That's my testimony. Hallelujah. You know, I ain't going to stay wrong. I just said my name is written in heaven.
My name is written. Huh?
Hallelujah.
My name will be there. Hallelujah. I like
Hallelujah.
That. It's your name written in the Lamb Book of Life. That's all right, Ella McCall. That was sweet and short but powerful. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Your name is written in heaven. I like that. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. I have enjoyed you all today. I tell you never know what the Lord is going to do. You don't know what God is going to do, but he's going to, one thing about it, he's going to show up. And he's not going to be embarrassed. He won't be made
That's right.
He's going to the Elder Gates now. I tell you, I let him listen to everybody. We've been testifying for over an hour. We had about 17, 18 callers on the line. And he waited so patiently. So I'm going to go to Elder Gates. Hallelujah. And I'm going to let him close us on out now with this last testimony. God, I've enjoyed myself today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I can run through this song. Hey, glory to God. Elder Gates, God bless you. Amen. Amen. Elder Gates. I don't know if he's on mute.
Glory.
Hey, all right.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's your
name,
Jesus. Amen,
yes,
amen. I'm still waiting on him.
Bless your name, Lord.
God is a good God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
I tell you, the Lord told me. Hallelujah. He said to get on this line today, and he said, I want some praises. Hallelujah.
Thank
he said, I want them to testify of
yes,
my
Lord.
Goodness.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I have obeyed God today. Amen.
Thank
and it's nothing more that I can do. Ah,
thank
hallelujah.
God.
Oh, glory
thank
to God. Yes,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I bless him today.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
hey.
Glory
hey.
All right, I'm going to see what's going on here. Amen. If not, we're going to go right ahead. We only have a few minutes left. Amen. So we're going to continue to just do what the Lord has called us to do. Again, we want to tell you that tomorrow, Friday, we're going to have, okay, there Elder Gates, he had dropped off. He's back on. Amen. God bless you, Elder Gates.
God bless you. I was hearing you, but you couldn't hear me.
Oh, okay. All right. We got you now. We have served you for last. But
amen.
We haven't forgotten about you.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, and we count it a pleasure and a privilege to be back on the line with you again. It's been a hectic week for me. Nevertheless, the Lord has been kind and the Lord has been good to us. I've listened to most of the testimony. I missed a few of them, but I listened to most of them, and it sounds to me like the Lord has been good to us. Sounds to me like God has been faithful. Sounds to me like we have something to praise God for. It sounds to me like there's no reason, really, that we have to complain. There's some concerns that we have, but we don't have reason to complain. There's some things that bother us, but we have no reason to complain. There's some things that hit us from time to time, but we don't have a reason to complain because God is good. Thank you. God is merciful. God is kind. He has not ceased to be God. I heard somebody say once upon a time, he said, the devil is going to be the devil, but God is going to be God.
Yeah.
We can always count on the fact that God is going to be God. He sits on the throne and he has never moved. He is never in trouble. He's never confused. He's never diseased. He's never a person that is panicking. God is always resting. God is always in control. God always has control. God always maintains control. God always gives peace. God always gives joy. God always restores. God always prospers. God always brings back. God always elevates. He always exalts. He always promotes. He always prospers. God is just God all by himself. And beside him, there is no other. And I want to encourage everybody on the line today. I heard a few people, Sister Ruby and even you, Evangelist Bernard, were speaking some of the sentiments of your heart concerning the loss of your daughter, and my heart goes out to you. It really does. I can't imagine what that's like, but I do know that could be very devastating. Even today, my son was on his way to Washington, D.C. to visit with my sister. And I just covered him. I said, Lord, please don't let nothing happen to my child, because I really wouldn't know how I would deal with that. You know, things happen. You know, God is able. And I just, I prayed, God, if for nothing but the fact that you, Evangelist Bernard, and you, Sister Ruby, are still here. Because, and I say this in the voice of encouragement. It may sound a little harsh, but I don't mean it to. I was in a service one day, and actually the pastor that I got saved up under, he had just passed away. We was in love with this man. Everybody loved him. One of the most genuine, one of the most generous, one of the most powerful men of God I've ever known in my life. And he passed away by leukemia. And the bishop came to preach his funeral, and these were his words. This was the opening statement to the funeral. He said this. He said, "The question is not why did he die, but the question is why are you still alive?"
Thank you, Jesus.
And I was listening to you. I think it was Monday, Evangelist Bernard, and you said the words to a song. You said you wish you could sing, and I don't know where my voice is at today, but I just if I can just give a little note to it, little song said, "Just another day." That the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me.
Yes.
He's kept me from all evil.
Yes.
With my mind stayed on him.
Yes.
It's another day that the Lord has kept me. It's another day that the Lord has kept me.
Thank you, Lord.
It's another day that the Lord has kept me. He's kept me from all evil. My mind stayed on him. It's another day that the Lord has kept me. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I bless your name and I give you praise and I give you glory today. I magnify you because, God, you're the God above all gods, King above all kings, Lord above all lords. There is nobody like you. There's nobody anywhere that ever can be compared, even then to be compared with who you are. God, you are our Father which art in heaven, and holy and righteous is your name. Father, we thank you and we bless you, God. For everyone, yes, Lord, that is on this line, for all of your goodness, for your many manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. God, we recognize, we realize, we remember, God, what you've done for us from day to day, from time to time. Even the way that you carried us through turmoil, even the way that you prospered us, God, when we should have died. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Even the way, God, that you kept us in danger, seen and unseen. So, Father, we bless you. We magnify your name. God, we ask you, God, to give us power. Yes, Lord, even right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, God, to let your healing anointing flow. Yes, God, give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We pray, oh God, yes, Lord, that the people of God everywhere would always keep a praise on their mouth and on their lips, because, God, your word declared that we should bless the Lord at all times, and your praise should continually be in our mouth. And so, God, we confess your goodness, we confess your glory, and God, we confess your power. And God, we thank you, yes, Lord, that we are your people. Yes, Lord, because if it had not been you that was on our side, thank you, Jesus. If it had not been you that was on our side, yes, Lord. If it had not been you that was on our side, yes, Lord. If it had not been you that was on our side, yes, Lord. If it had not been you that was on our side, yes, Lord. If it had not been you that was on our side, yes, Lord. If it had not been you that was on our side, yes, Lord. If it had not been you that was on our side, if it had been anybody else was on our side, God, yes, Lord, our faith was sealed. But God, thank you that it was you
Yes, Lord. Thank you that it was you, God. Thank you that it was you. Thank you that it was you. Thank you that it was you that brought us out. It was you that gave us. Yes, Lord. It was you that spared us. It was you. Yes, Lord. It was you. It was you. It was you. And God, we praise you and we magnify you and we glorify you and we thank 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 you and we give you praise, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Glory to 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 God. How about the
cold? Yes, hallelujah, in the name of
wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior.
Oh, wonderful Savior.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Power in your name, 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 power in your name. Power in your name, power in your name, power in your name. Thank you.
To remain on this assignment, I want it almost shut down.
cuss and the
boo. That is still here.
My God.
Still got an
opportunity. Boo, I never.
You still got an opportunity to lift me up. You still got a chance to
do it.
Haven't I been good to you? Hallelujah. Shake
Boo,
it off. Oh, I had to shake that feeling off. I've been doing it every day this week. Oh, it's been a rough week. I heard you say it's been a hectic week, Elder Jason. Hallelujah, but your week, I couldn't compare to what my week has been like. Oh, but I came on this line. Hallelujah, I started out Sunday morning praying. We had about 17 calls on Sunday morning. I got up late, but I still got on this line. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, even the day Thursday. Ah, hallelujah, Lord. Hey, hey, he got me through it. Hey, glory. You don't know who shot y'all. Oh, no, heaven. There's not a day gone by I don't talk with Sister Faithful. But I couldn't even call her again. Hey, the Lord wouldn't even allow me to call her again. Hey, how y'all doing, Shaya? I couldn't even text her again. I didn't even text her again. Didn't call her, didn't say nothing to her, and that's strange. Hallelujah, but the Lord said, let me do it today. I'm going to do this thing today. You ain't got to do it. I'm going to do it. Hey,
thank you.
God, thank you, my
Yeah. Yes,
bless you. Nobody said when yes.
Give God some praise. I have your lines open. Anybody just want to give God some praise, get in the out whatever do you feel.
Father, we thank you, God, for this time of fellowship that we've had. We thank you, God, for this moment, God, in your time. We thank you, God, for this moment among the saints whereby we can encourage one another because of your goodness. Thank you, God, that somebody today heard something that they needed to hear.
so that, God, they can have encouragement to walk the next step, to go into the next day, the next dimension, to do what you called them to do. We thank you, O God, for every person that is on this line, every person connected to every person on this line. We bless your name, God. And, God, we ask your ministering angels now to come to be dispatched, to flutter and to fly in the direction of the heirs of salvation in the name of Jesus. Let them come with blessings in their hand. Let them come, God, with ministry in their hand so that, God, your people would know, yes, Lord, that you care about them, God, even right now, not as though we doubt you. But, God, every now and then we just like to hear from you. Every now and then we just like to know personally, yes, Lord, that you are concerned about us individually. And so, God, I ask you in Jesus' name, God, that you would bless every person individually and collectively. Bless us, Lord, as a ministry together. Bind us together in the bond of peace. And let the peace of God rule in our heart, to the which also we are called into one body, and help us to be thankful. And, God, we remember you, God, for all of your goodness, for all of your kindness. Now, God, as we depart this place, never let us depart your presence, but keep us in the center of your will, always praying in the Holy Ghost, and bring us back again to the appointed time. In Jesus' name we pray, and we bless you. And now, God, to you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And we celebrate you, yes, Lord, and we give you glory. Hallelujah, God. Amen and amen. Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow. We're going to be able to play on and listen. We'll see you today.
I like that, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
I've had my share of heartache, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble. I am loneliness. I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here.
Listen to that. Somebody can relate to what I'm about to say now.
Lied on, many times I've been lied on,
yeah.
But I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. Burden,
I had to bear so many burdens.
Had my share of dark days, but I'm still here. Yes, I am,
Lord.
Disappointments, I've had so many disappointments, but I'm still here. Yeah.
Tonight, but I thank God that I'm still here.
I made it.
Woo. God kept me here. Let me tell you what it was, y'all. Listen.
Yeah. It's by the grace of God. that I'm still here today. He was always there, no matter what came my way. A very present help in my time of need. Standing right there, just to see about me. His arms around me. It hasn't been easy, no. I made it. Oh, oh, oh.
Kept me in.
And I just want y'all to know that tonight I made it.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here. And a lot of folks said that I wouldn't be here tonight. But I made it by the grace of God, yo.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here. Yes, I am. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometimes, talking to time.
Anybody
ever had to lay awake all night long sometimes?
I'm still here.
Tears in your eyes, wondering what the next day was going to bring. But God, jumping all the yes, he did.
Yes,
you made it through your trials. You're still here tonight. Come on and let me see those hands there tonight. I made it. Yeah.
I'm still here,
y'all.
Beautiful day. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.